Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, all you private partners. Welcome back to part two. Still here with the beautiful Lottie Moss.
Still here, guys.
Still here. So break it down quickly. So how it works with OnlyFans? Do you have an agent? How does it work?
I mean, you can do it like freelance. You can just do it. But I have management. I'm with this guy, Jordan Werner. Mm-hmm. So he's got a company called We Are Verified. And so I work with him. But he's also my manager. He does all my stuff.
All your stuff.
Yeah.
And so they then manage everything, say what content you should put out there. Yeah. So basically, in a sense, what it is, it's like having a private Instagram account that you have to pay to see.
Pretty much, yeah. It looks like an Instagram. Like, if you go down it and stuff, you can see it says, like, it has just, like, all your pictures in one feed, and then it has a little bio, and there's, like, DM for tips, whatever, and then you, like, DM.
So explain the tip situation. So what happens with these tips?
Okay, so the tips are through private message.
Okay.
So on your, like, on the actual, like, a feed. Yeah. I can actually show it to you.
I want to see this. Okay. I can't wait. Oh, my God.
So on the page, you get... Okay, I've got it on my thing. So on your, like, profile... So you have a profile. This is my profile.
Do people send you weird messages?
But you can't see anything on here. Like, there's no nudity on here. So
okay,
it's all just, this is all just underwear and just me. And then this is me in Sahara.
Yeah.
You can't see anything on here. And then it says, like, DM for, like, more. And then so you go into the DMs and then you chat to the guys. And then they ask for more, you send them more. But some of them actually just, like, chat with you. But it's $3 a message. So even if they want to chat with me, they have to pay.
Do they ask you weird stuff sometimes or no?
Oh my God, yeah. Really weird
stuff. Like, what's the weirdest thing you've
got? So my management told me that someone once asked for... It wasn't actually me that they asked. It was another girl. But they asked for someone to be fully clothed with a life jacket on. Imagine that.
How much were they willing to pay?
I don't know, but, like, that's quite a weird request. I've had guys that, like, ask for, like, you know, pictures in leggings and things like that. Guys are kind of, like, feet pictures do really well.
Why is it?
Feet does so well. Feet does the best. Feet is the best one out of anything that you can send.
Sorry,
feet makes the most money. Like, it's actually crazy.
Foot fetishes,
yeah.
Okay, try and explain why a foot fetish is a thing. I just don't get it.
I don't know, Jay. I don't have a foot fetish myself, but I think a lot of guys go on to OnlyFans and Dream and stuff because they're looking for something. They're, like, in a boring life and they're looking for a bit of excitement, I think. So maybe something that they can't get fulfilled at home, or if they're married or something and they're too nervous to be open about sex. And this is why I want sex stuff to be more, like, open and spoken about, because I think a lot of people have, like, you know, fetishes and stuff that they don't want to talk about because they're embarrassed of their partner or someone, you know, being like, oh, that's weird. So I think some of these guys just go on it because maybe they, you know, they're not getting, you know, that from their personal life.
Yeah.
So it's like a dream. They get to talk to a beautiful girl online. And
they do it that way. Because like you said before, you've always just been quite open.
Massively.
Sexually, right?
Sexually.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I suppose, because sex is like the most natural thing we can...
The most natural thing. Like, we all came out of a vagina. Mm-hmm. We all sucked on a boob when we were, like, babies. Like, why does it... I don't understand why people are like, oh, my God, nipples. Oh, gosh. Like, it's like, it shouldn't be like a...
Have you always been that ever since you were younger?
Yeah, I've always been really open, very liberal. I don't get it. Like, when people would, like, be like, oh, I'm getting embarrassed, I'd be like, what?
Really?
Yeah, I just walk around naked. Like, I'd be in the changing room, and there's a girl's changing room, and I just walk around. Like, I didn't care. Like, I don't know, it's just me. I don't...
Okay, but also, so, we have to... Are you in a relationship at the moment?
I am not in a relationship at the moment.
Oh, hey, up, people out there, Lolly up.
DM wait, me.
Yeah, so wait, so you're... And is that because LA guys are not cool, or you've dated...
Do you know what? It's not even like... I think it's just all men. No, do you know what it is? I'm like in a... I'm in one of those places where I'm just like, I'm really focused on work and my career and stuff at the moment. I think I also had like my, you know, my last relationship didn't end so well and stuff. So I think there's a lot of stuff from that. But I just haven't met someone, and I think that's fine. Like, I just haven't met anyone that I've like clicked with like that. You're lucky you met Sophie, and you guys are like such a good couple. You guys are so compatible, and you guys like are the same person.
Yeah, but it was also, listen, relationships are hard, right, in general. Yeah. And to anyone who sees people's relationships online and think it's all like happy and boring.
Yeah. It's definitely not.
It's definitely not always like that. But I think... You know, but also in not in a least patronized way, you're so young.
Yeah,
so there's
exactly.
no need to.
No,
even...
I'm 23. Like, I'm not bothered. I'm not worried that, like, I'm not going to find someone, you know. But also, like, being in London at the moment, like, I'm going back to LA. I'm moving to LA permanently. So I'm like, I wouldn't really want to find someone here anyway because I'm moving back there. So I think people come into your life at the right time. I've obviously dated and stuff. I've been dating a little bit in LA.
So who have you dated?
Oh, God. No, do you know what?
A little birdie told me that you hang out with a few celebrities. So.
Yeah, I do, I guess. I mean, I've been on dates with people and
like
stuff.
Who?
Well, okay, so I went on a date with when I was out there a couple of years ago. So we went on a date and then we like, hung out a little bit. He's a really great guy. Just like wasn't right. But yeah, so that was kind of interesting.
God, it's so funny how you go to that like world and there's like. There are so many celebrities around the place, but it's just like... It's
kind of normal.
Normal, isn't it?
Like, I met Tiger out there. He's great. He's, like, actually such a great person.
He does OnlyFans.
He does OnlyFans. Yes, he does. Yeah. I've never actually seen his OnlyFans. I know that, like, kind of the... But I've seen, like, his video... I feel like his music videos are, like, his OnlyFans. Like, with all the, like, girls just, like, twerking at it. Like, I feel like that's...
But also, I feel like the life in LA is different to it. And over here in the UK, people... And it's not, you know, it's not a bad thing or a good thing, right? People get into relationships, they have a job, they get married, they have kids. And in LA, people don't really, they get married much later, it seems like. And they...
Yeah, I think so.
And they kind of focus a lot more...
Well, I think guys do that in general. Like, I know most guys, like, wait until they're, like, 35 now to get married and, like, do stuff. I feel like it's become a lot later because of the lifestyles that we, like, live.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
But surely lots of people want to take you on dates all the time.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm on dating apps and stuff. Like, and I've dated around here and there and stuff in LA. But, like, it's hard, especially, like, because I've tried to, like, date guys, obviously, that are, like, you know, famous and stuff. And it's, like, I feel like it's kind of good because you feel like, oh, they kind of get me. And we're both in the line, you know. I'm not obviously as famous as some of these guys, but... We're both, you know, in the celebrity world of culture.
Sure.
So we get each other. We know, like, what our lives are about. I think it's easier when you can relate to someone like that and you have someone to talk to about all of the, like, press and stuff without sounding a bit, like...
No, you're just in the same way. No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you not
but
get...
But it's also hard because they're famous. So then it's, like...
Yeah, so it's tricky. So do you not get people sliding into your DMs?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my God, I've had some really funny ones.
Okay, wait, hang on. Yes. Okay, so...
Do you know who slid into my DMs, which is really funny? And I didn't reply. It was Dele Alli. He slid in, like, three times, and I didn't reply. And then he kept going, and I was like... And then he said something like, oh, that's really rude. And I was like, well, I just, like, didn't reply.
So what was his first thing that he slid in?
I can't remember. Like, I'm going to try and get it up. It was really weird. I was like...
I've never slid into people's DMs. I've just never been that person. But it's...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Look.
Let me have a look at this. Pass it over here. Holy smokes. Okay.
Flustered.
Sorry. Liked, but no wave back. Don't know how I feel about that. Wow, tough crowd.
Well, we're really exposing Dele Alli, right? So that was a little bit awkward. I do have like guys that slide into my DMs. Like Tiger actually slid into my DMs, but then me and him actually like met and we were like fine, like friends. He's got a girlfriend, so that was nice. But
why is he sliding in if he has?
No, he didn't at the time. I will not expose him like that. No, he didn't have a girlfriend at the time, and then we were like chatting and stuff, and then I finally saw him in LA, but he had a girlfriend when I saw him in LA. But you just meet them at parties and stuff. They're always around. They're always lurking, the celebs, you know.
What? Yeah. That is it. So I because I never have. I never get anyone sliding into my DMs ever.
Oh,
and I never have.
Really, Jamie?
I think you're. I remember, but not when.
But you used to get a lot of female attention, like when we used to. Do you remember?
Yeah, but never sliding in. I was jealous that I remember your ex, Mr. Alex Mitten. You know, when he's single, right? I would always show me go like, God, look at these people sliding. But it would be girls and guys. For me, I don't even get.
I think he's. Yeah, I think he like gets the gay. The gay's going a little bit, Alex. Do you know what I mean?
Why don't I? I like. I don't like. Why the hell?
I feel like you definitely do have girls sliding. Do you not? Do you not?
I honestly don't.
I actually was. Do you know what? Weirdly, I was thinking about this. I was like, I bet Jamie like has girls that still slide in, like about Made in Chelsea and stuff.
No, yeah. They don't do it. I don't.
But
know
I remember
why.
We used to go to PAs and stuff together. PAs, for people that don't know, is a personal appearance.
Oh, damn right.
And we used to go together because I used to be with Jamie, with Alex. Sorry.
Yeah.
I used to be with Alex and we'd drive down together and stuff. And then and all these girls would be gagging over you. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but.
You'd
but
get so many girls.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Batting them off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, leave me alone.
Yeah, now I'd be just, please. God,
please,
anyone. Please give me some attention. I don't know what it, maybe I don't, maybe I don't know what it is, but you, Alex is that very kind of like good looking and
he's
manly,
got muscly,
yeah. Muscly and right and things like that. I just can't believe, so when guys slide into your DMs, mm-hmm. what do you have to say to catch your attention? What do they have to say?
Honestly, just don't be creepy, I think. Like, you know, if you're sending more than like one message, baby girl, like they're not interested. Like, I feel like men need to hear this. Okay. If you're sending more than two messages and she hasn't replied and she's seen both of them, babe, stop. Okay, because she doesn't care, she doesn't want you to speak to her, it's done, like stop. And I find it so frustrating, and I see all these, and me and my friends always talk about it, like why don't guys get the fucking hint, like
really,
seriously, like I find it so weird. I'm like, surely if you're getting aired, you're just gonna like Delhi, I'm sorry mate, but like you didn't get a reply, babe, so it's not gonna happen.
Wow, that so
yeah.
So you have to, okay, so that way, but then how do you catch your attention? So if you if I'm a guy and I wanna catch your attention, how do I
think
I do?
Genuinely it's all about like just like being kind of my type to like look at, and then
you'd be like the tattooed, like
I like really skinny, like unwell looking man. Like that have loads of tattoos and like have like drug problems and like love music. Like, do you know what I mean? Like really emo-y, like ugh. They're kind of gross and they kind of like don't wash. Like I kind of like love that. Is that weird?
Okay, so also what I don't get, right, is when guys think it's sexy to send like dick pics. I've never sent a dick pic.
Have you never sent a dick pic? I'm surprised of that from you.
I've never
like
sent
a little bit of a creeper. You could be like a peeping Tom.
What do you mean a peeping Tom? I'm not like, first, I'm not like a voyeur. I don't like art.
I don't know. I could see you sending like a surprise dick pic to someone. I don't
out
know
out of the blue?
Yeah. Like.
Okay, well, if you get a dick pic, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't think that like any, I like, I'm not, I'm going to speak for all girls here when I say this. I really don't think that like any girl that I know I've ever met, it's not attractive when you get a dick pic. It goes straight to the group chat and we like laugh about it.
Really?
Yes. Massively. We don't sit there like, oh my God, his dick's so big. Like, no, we're like, hi, he's a dick pic. Especially because most of them are unsolicited. There is a lot of unsolicited dick picking going around.
Really?
And I think guys need to know, you can't just unsolicited, like, send a dick pic. And I've had that before. Like, in the morning, sometimes I'll be like, and then it's like, just in my face. And then I have to think about that for the rest of the day.
I think it's because guys.
Girls are attractive. Like, you want to look at the female naked body.
Yes.
That's hot.
Yeah.
A dick?
It's not as sexy.
It's not that sexy.
And it's quite hard to make a dick look sexy.
Look sexy, yeah.
Honestly. And also from the angles that you have.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just
the angles choices aren't
those
great.
Balls those balls hanging down. Like,
if you had to do a dick pic, which angle would you go for?
Oh, my God. I would. I wouldn't go up towards my face. Cause
I feel like that's a better one because that's how it makes it look bigger, isn't it?
I would, yeah. Oh, damn right. No, I would probably do it from the side. I don't know. I would.
Oh yeah, a little like. Would you put your face?
I would. I wouldn't put my face in it. I would probably set. I'm really going into it. Yeah. I would get the lighting right, and I would probably.
Well, you've got all the equipment.
I'd get like a little curtain, and then open it up, and there would be
the Jamie show.
Woo, hello. That would be a peeping Tom. But I think how I don't know. I've never done. I just don't think it's that sexy.
It's not that sexy. I'm glad you haven't done it, actually.
But then when guys ask for naked pics...
I don't send naked pictures unless I'm getting paid, bitch. Honestly, if I'm like talking to a guy and he's like, oh, like,
can you
send me a nude? I'd be like, go and subscribe them.
Do they say, can I have a nude?
No, to be fair, I do get guys in my DMs now that are like, oh, hey, can I get a free subscription? I'm like, what do you think I'm running here? Like, some half ass? No, of course not.
Oh my God.
I actually don't like the guys that I like date and speak to, they don't ask for dick pics because obviously I see them in person. So it's like,
you don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that.
Look, also, I want to know, what is the difference between lifestyle over here and LA? What do you like better?
I mean, everything.
Really? Is it just so much better?
Honestly, for me, it's like, I think everyone has like a place in their life that they're like, you know, I'm meant to be here at this time. I think in your life, you find places that like are meant for you at different times. For me, like, I felt like London was great while I was growing up, but I never really felt myself anywhere. Like, I never felt like, you know, home. Mm. And then I moved to LA and I was like, I remember I was there for just there for a holiday and I'd stayed there for a couple of weeks and I was like, oh my God, I love it here. And I was like, I remember going to the airport and seeing the pink like sky and I was like, this is where I'm going to end up. Like this, the next time I come here, I'm going to move here. And I did.
And what would you say to all the haters out there that sort
haters.
Of, the haters that sort of say you shouldn't be exposing yourself like this. You should have, you know, in a sense, they should say you have more respect for yourself, all these different things. What do you say to people who have that?
Honestly, I think whatever you do that makes you happy, do it. And I mean, there's always going to be people that hate you. There's always going to be haters and things like that. I think just stay true to yourself and you'll be happy. Fuck them.
Yeah. But how do you block them out sometimes? Because sometimes it's tricky, right?
Do you know what? I don't. I get anxiety about it, obviously, all the time. But like,
I can imagine.
But like, I think it's the same. Like, you've been through probably like hate and stuff like that as well. But then you get a lot of people that like are your friends and love you and your family and stuff. Like, I only care about what my friends and family think now. I used to care a lot. But then I think just block it out. Just try and block it out and just care about what your friends and family think.
Shit, true that lot. Hey, listen, I normally ask you to end on something sort of profound, but you've already done it.
Well,
I'm going to leave it there. Dude, honestly, it's been such a sweet,
sweet
pleasure chatting to you. Lot, what I love about you, just ever since I've known you, you have been one of those straightforward, honest talkers. And whether people like that or hate it, I adore it. I think it's a great
Thank
thing
you.
To have, so never change. It's
Thank
such
you.
A cool thing to have. And yeah, this episode was an absolute banger of one. So
yeah,
really
it was funny. Oh, I had a God. Great time. Thank you for having me on again.
Deli Ali. Yeah, this is the second time.
This is my second time.
Oh, the second time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you enjoyed that, go and subscribe, leave us some little notes, give us a 5-star review, whatever, mate. Go and check out Lottie on Instagram. Go and check out
Lottie Moss XO on Instagram.
Yeah, and what can we find you on OnlyFans now?
Not yet.
Okay, so. Yeah.
but go soon. Go just check out my Instagram.
Hey, listen,
Instagram.
Go and subscribe. Yeah. I never thought I'd say that. I never thought I would ever.
Go and subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Subscribe to Lottie and send her a tip.
Tip me.
Yeah, tip her. Hey, listen, love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.